mediocrity defined as the quality or state of being mediocre.
Well, no shit. Thanks for nothing, Miriam and or Webster.
Okay. Mediocre, of moderate or ordinary to low quality, value, ability, or performance.
Is he talking about how I golf or how you gamble?
Wait a minute. Is this an oxymoron podcast? Happy hours are always awesome. They're never mediocre. You know what? Screw it. We've done 12 f***ing takes. The missus has called my phone 7 times, which means she's hit the bottle already pretty hard. I need to get home. 3, 2, 1. You're the best. It's time for another edition of the Mediocre Happy Hour, where anything is up for grabs. Golf, gambling, football, gambling on football, Plato's influence on modern culture. Hey, that's cool. My kids love Plato. Here are your guys, Millar and JSG. Good luck, fellas.
All right, welcome in, Mediocre Happy Hour. We were discussing what episode, you know, big intro here, discussing what episode it is. So I think we have... do we have a wager going on? Are you going against 42 here, JSG?
No, I can't because I've already looked. So that is not fair. I have to get out of the wager. I'll let you and Ian wager if you like, because I already know.
It is episode number 43, actually.
It is.
Yeah, that's
right. I was going to take you over, but you guys beat me to it.
You know,
43. The Cleveland.
Anyway, you know, that's how
It's the Cleveland Gary episode. I remember Cleveland Gary. He was a running back for the LA Rams when I was collecting pro set cards. I wish I would have kept them with all since trading cards are a thing again.
I'm pretty sure Cleveland Gary's trading card is not a thing.
You're right, but I don't know why I remember that one. It's just it's Cleveland Gary, guys. The Cleveland Gary.
Can you rattle off a player for every number?
Not all of them, but I always just like to, I try to not think about it and then come up with the first one that comes to mind. What's that?
53.
That's like just an ugly one. It's some linebacker I don't care about.
Oh shit. I was going to say 52, but that's too easy.
Yeah. You got 13. That. Yeah. 13, Gino Toretta was the first one that came to my head. I mean,
that's great.
And 52 was obviously murderous. I mean, you know, Ray, it's tough to be a Super Bowl MVP and kill the man. So, you know, good for you, Ray Lewis.
A twofer.
Yeah. Well done. Well, that's how we kick off the episode number 43 of Mediocre Happy
Hour.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Christmas episode. We're talking about murder and trading cards. It's a good start.
Yeah. It's what we do. Oh man. So, a couple of things to get to of note recently since our last episode, bucket list things were checked off. So that's talk about. We've got a new, which should be, I'm going to expect in the next 2 weeks nationwide with the Coin of Mediocrity Challenge. That shit's going to get live, I'm telling you. We got a few people to roast. We got a next tournament coming up, so let's get into it. I guess first off, how do we get into I played Stream Song and you didn't, except Ian and Joey?
The good news is, I mean, we brought Ian on to talk about the coin challenge, but he's also played Stream Song, so he can really participate in us just basking in the glow of playing Stream Song Black, because we made that sojourn just after Thanksgiving, and man, that lived up to all of the hype.
It did.
I think wonderful.
There were some good scores out there too. So we don't have to do this, but we're going to, because we tied. I could have won, and you know, Captain Three Putt here. We were in a money game, standing on 18 at Stream Song. It was me, Piggy Bear, KG, and Mr. JSG here, and I had a three putt to win or a two putt to win. And of course I three jacked that shit. So
for what it's worth to our loyal fans out there, you three jacked to tie on the back, for 18 holes. JSG was medalist. I talked about myself in the third person. Cause I found the field. I looked over at Bobby Jones and I was like, we found the field for a minute there, especially, Ian, what was your favorite part of the black?
Okay, first of all, I would like to thank Millar for not three-jacking at the Bastards on 18. Thank you. I appreciate not having a five-way playoff.
Saving that for Stream Song.
Appreciate it. Mm-hmm. Number two, the green on 18 that streams on black is the last time I beat, last time and forever, I will ever beat my nephew at golf, straight up.
Shit.
Yeah, it was like 2 years ago. I drained a 20-footer, blackout drunk, drained a 20-footer to shoot like 92, and he had like his worst round in a year. He shot like a 93. And I, as I hit the putt, I'm saying those the announcer, the golf announcers, better than most. And I drained it, and I think I fell on the floor drunk. So that was fun.
Yeah, and his Seb can play. So like when one of you 36 of you listening, whenever you see Sebastian, is that the full name?
Sebastian Cowis.
Yeah. When you see him on leaderboards coming up and you're like, is that Ian? Is that related to Ian? Yes, he is.
Yeah. That's a kid I beat. Yeah.
It's Dream Song.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like a one handicap, so he can suck it.
And how old is he?
15.
Yeah.
15 or 16. Yeah. It's
fucking
not cool.
King guy.
That's fucking sick.
King guy. Yeah.
King guy. The hole that I threw up a nice five over on number nine, I think was the coolest green I've ever fucking saw.
For sure. The bowl. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
It is ridiculous. And because I was picking up for my nine, and the other guys, putting out. So I was hitting it up and down the different ridges, letting it funnel, like going in circle eights and shit. It's just fucking off to the side. I could have spent 10 more minutes on that green. That was sick as shit.
I could spend like 3 hours just having drinks, watching people hitting approach shots into that fucking bowl with the windmill in the background. It's just insane.
That clubhouse is so nice too.
Yeah.
Yeah. That shit was sick. Food was good too.
Yeah. So what we're saying is, if you were on the fence about playing Stream Song, just make the effort.
Just make the effort.
Yeah, granted, it's not cheap. It's a destination affair, but it is. It lived up to everything I've ever heard about it.
Yeah, the other two courses, the red and the blue, are equally awesome, but I like the black more. People have their preference one way or the other. I love the black. I think it's my favorite course I've ever played. And I've been lucky enough to play some decent courses.
Nice brag.
Humble brag. But serious, it might be my favorite too. I guess it's almost like it's I'm still too close to it to be like a prisoner of the moment where I'm like, I don't know. But if you made me say right now, it's probably the nicest I've played.
Yeah. The only thing I would compare it to would be TPC.
Players. And
I like that. I like Stream Song a lot more. So nice.
Yeah.
All right, enough about bucket list. We got some shit to talk about.
The reason for the season, the reason that we took some time out of our busy holiday schedule to actually podcast. Let's talk about it, Millar.
You're fucking welcome. Let's do it.
Yeah, Millar, bring it on. I didn't tell him about the coin challenge.
So I guess from some growing concept that was something sparked in Chapter Leader's mind the other day.
I was very intoxicated.
I would believe so. And Jesus, like any ADD freak, he's like, I gotta figure out what to do with this fucking coin. This fucking coin that what Joe gave to you and said do something with?
Yeah, so around March or so, Joe sends me a text, hey, I got this guy making me some ball markers. And I was like, cool, all right. And then he brings one to the next tournament. I don't even remember when this was, honestly. It was before COVID, obviously. And he gives me this coin.
I remember that.
Yeah, he gives me a coin, and he's like, here, figure out how to give this away. And it sat in my bag for 10 months. I could never figure out how to give it away because everything we do already has something. You know, longest drive already has something, closest to the pin already has something, media, whatever.
We've got a fucking Seminole Cup, too.
Seminole Cup is another extracurricular. So I'm thinking, I'm like, whatever. Then I got, I don't know, I don't even know how I thought about this, but I remember Joey and I were playing around, a random round where nobody else decided to show up. And I had the thought of making it a challenge coin. So the holder of the coin.
Way before the round.
No, this is the 2 days before the round.
Yeah.
And then I meant to bring it up the whole day before, but I didn't remember until about 6 o'clock at night before our 8 o'clock round.
That was sick.
So the whole day, I'm like, oh, I got to text Joey about that idea, see if he thinks it's a good idea. 5 o'clock happens, whatever. 6 o'clock, I'm like, oh shit, I need to do this now, or this is not going to happen. So I sent him a text. He's like, hey, what do you think about this? Like, that sounds awesome. So I was like, all right, let's start making up some rules. So we came up with like 10 rules or so, just off the top of my head. Next morning, 6 a.m., I'm sitting at my computer writing down rules.
Fucking hammering it out.
Yeah, yeah, just figuring it out. Yeah, exactly. What are the rules? So, yeah, we came up with a decent little concept, I think, and it's obviously still, you know, being touched and managed and played around with, and it's a living and breathing document.
Which was pointed out early on.
Because of the, a little foreshadowing, because of the upcoming event, we changed one of the rules already. So you know, it's really, we're off to a good start. But I guess, Ian, if I said at its core, before we get into the rules, it's kind of like the WWE 24/7 challenge belt, except, well, we have to actually fucking schedule it. We can't just show up to my office and be like, yo, we're going to Klarn right now. But beyond that, it's kind of like,
it's
that's the general idea of how this,
now, bitch.
Yeah. Throw the clubs at him.
Yeah. That was the idea. And that was a perfect example when Joey brought it up. That's a 24/7 belt, basically. Whoever holds it can't get challenged. And you have a reasonable amount of time, whatever that means, to complete the challenge. So, you know, there's a lot of gray areas. A lot of gray areas.
We should think about one more above the coin of mediocrity and have a fucking 24/7 belt. I show up at your office. You got to be like,
you got to go.
Bro,
you got to go. You either play or you give it up.
Yeah. It would have to be like a little putting green that you can just roll out. You're like, no, it's a putt off, motherfucker. It's happening. You're busy. Stop your Zoom. We're putting. We're putting for the coin.
Not a terrible idea. But anyway, we'll draw that up after a few more drinks.
Yeah. It's almost like part of the rules is you have to have a couple of drinks to create more rules. That's the only way to do this.
Yeah. Wasn't it originally the TLH MGA coin challenge, and who was it that gave it the coin of mediocrity? Was that
was Leedy?
That was Fuck Toy Leedy.
Same night, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. For those of you who aren't on the inside, that is really said with that's really a term of endearment. I want to be sure I don't actually think he is a fuck toy. That's just his new name.
I'm not even gonna explain it. Whatever. Yeah. Yes, that's what it is.
That's what it is. Yeah. Good job. Yeah.
So we're already at version 1.2 of the rules. There has not been a major rewrite, so we're not adding a 2.0. It's 1.2.
For those of you not lucky enough to see video, he's pulling them up on his computer right now.
Can you see him?
No.
But yeah, so I thought. Yeah. I was like, no. I was like, you can't see these. I mean, I can share my screen, I guess, but whatever. Anyway, do we want to go through some of the rules, like the basic tenets of what we're doing?
I think so, just because based upon any text thread we've been on, it's fairly clear people don't have a clear understanding of what they are. So it's
maybe new to this.
Yeah, well, and we all are. So it's nice to kind of just put it all out in the ether, and then we can get mad at them for not understanding them later.
Okay, so first of all, the original challenge was not an official challenge. It was just it was a vacant coin. And you know, whoever won it between JSG and I was going to be the official first holder, which is something I'm glad I didn't take. Obviously, I'm so happy I didn't win that.
You intentionally tanked the round because you weren't ready. You didn't want to be the first coin holder, is what you're saying?
Yeah, I didn't want to be the first. Anyway,
there'd be some collusion or shadiness going on with that. Oh, chapter leader gets the coin, huh?
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. See, he gets it.
Yeah. Oh.
So there's 20 rules so far, and I'm assuming I'm going to be at about 120 by the time, this time next year. But the basic events, the basic idea is, okay, I'm just going to run down through some of these.
Yeah.
And you guys can stop me as I'm going. Does that work?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Number one, if someone challenges and an official MGA event is scheduled within a couple of weeks, both players are participating. The challenge will happen at the event. So this is mainly to prioritize event and competition during an official MGA event. Number two, there must be a challenge match at every event a coin holder plays. So this one is going to cause some problems. If there's a challenger that is not able to play, his challenge is probably going to have to be vacated. And it won't count as a lost challenge, but somebody else is going to be, as soon as that challenger says he will not be participating, the challenge then becomes open again. And anybody can challenge the coin holder. Number three, after someone wins the challenge match, the first text received by the coin holder after 11:59 a.m. the following day is the new official challenger.
Yeah, the original rule that sucked balls. What was it? 1 a.m. midnight. Something like that, midnight?
No, it was midnight, yeah. And that's like, yeah, I didn't even want to do it. I wanted to challenge Joey. I'm like, I'm tired. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, especially when you said that, I'm like, guys, I'm not staying up till midnight just so I can tell you who's winning. You'll figure it out when I'm up at 5 a.m. or some shit. So,
how old are we?
Yeah, too old. But Ian, I guess one thing to clarify, just I think for everyone, we're texting the challenger directly, correct? Is that the best way to do it? That keeps everyone kind of in the loop?
For now, it is. We may come up with a better solution in the future, but for now, you text the challenger directly, and then the challenger has to tell me or the group or whoever who the official challenger is. So it's an honor system type deal.
All right.
Because I don't want to have to regulate it.
Another quick follow-up. I hold the coin challenge. We already have a challenger, but let's say they don't have my number. How do they go about getting – I mean, you can always reach out to me, but do they ask you? Are you the official person to ask to get someone's number for a challenge?
I think the challenger should be responsible of obtaining the number before
– Yeah.
That's
right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the challenger should worry about doing that, whether it's texting me or I can tell him who to get the number from or something like that. But, yes, I agree. You gotta do some legwork to get the coin.
It's a lot of goddamn rules.
There's more.
That was like rule three. Like we got miles to go before we.
Can I go to four now?
I zoned out about five minutes ago.
Okay, number four: the holder of the coin must notify the proper authorities who the official challenger is. Screenshot proof is encouraged.
In terms of the official challenge, there's already. There's always unwritten rules within the rules. There is already a preferred GIF or GIF, depending on how you pronounce it, to challenge. it involves Ash from Pokemon. And then there also is already a preferred way to accept the challenge, and that is with Claymation, Let's Get It On. I just want to make sure that's clear. I think, like, as Ian has the official rules, I'm trying to keep you in line with what the unwritten rules are currently. So
this is like, don't steal up 7-1
yeah,
in the
yeah. Ninth. Yeah. Except these aren't asshole baseball rules. These are actually things that provide a little bit more fun instead of taking it away.
Yeah, that makes sense. So number five is just, it's kind of a bullshit rule. The text has to be clear. And after you send a text, you cannot send another text until the challenger tells you yes or no. So just to not muddy up the order of when he received said text.
What if like his house is burning down or something?
That's too bad. Then you're not the challenger.
Yeah, you better hope the coin holder isn't your local fireman, because then it's just burning all down.
Yep, then number six.
Only one text.
Yeah, number six is, next to that is additional text from a potential challenger sent after the official challenge was made and before the holder notifies the challenger if they were first or not will invalidate the claim. So there you go. Any text invalidate your claim. That's just a housekeeping rule.
Easy stuff.
Yeah, challenger must be a TLH MGA member in good standing and willing to accept any challenge from a valid media.
Sorry, Ross.
Yep. Voldemort. If a challenger rejects or fails to accept a challenge, the coin will be transferred to the challenging media. Easy there. The loser of the challenge match cannot challenge again until seven other challenges have been completed or one full calendar year has passed. And of course, this does not apply to the inaugural challenge match. That's how I save my ass.
for what it's worth, for everyone, that rule was in place before the match was played, so it was I guess that's why it doesn't count in the official record book. So I'm not officially 1-0. I'm just sitting here 0-0, which
yeah,
that's fine. It's fine. I'm not worried about it. It's fine. It's fine.
So normally, if like Milan, okay, so let's stop right here real quick for a second. Millar was the official first challenger.
I was.
But due to some unforeseen events, he had to back out. Normally, that would count as a full seven other challenges or a full year of, you know, has to go by before he can challenge again. Due to these unprecedented times. In these unprecedented times, I'm going to forego that since his reason to back out was very reasonable and responsible.
And I'm a fucking goat.
Yep. So we'll allow, and he's a goat.
Millar can challenge and take back challenges until his goat status is revoked.
Yeah, until somebody beats him in majors. Players must work together to play the challenge match in a reasonable time frame. Actually, reasonable time frame is what I have here. Matches can happen during official or non-official MGA events or private matches. And we'll get to a little more about private matches later. Holder of the coin gets priority of golf courses and tee times within reason, but must work with challenger to make sure the match happens. So again, gentleman's agreement that nobody's being an asshole.
Yeah, I guess for what it's worth, as the person who's had conversations as the coin holder, you can do what you want, but I will say that I did ask Millar before his issue, and then I did ask Joe P where they would like to play. Obviously, no one has to do that, but that was a nice place to start. Millar, for what it's worth, we probably would have played Southwood, which is what he recommended. If he would have said Summerbrook, I'd have been like, no, I fucking hate that course. I'm not going to challenge there.
Yeah, the course Millar won three events at this year.
Yeah. But
let's go back.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Where are we? Number 11. Holder of the coin gets priority of golf course and tee times within reason. Did we already say this? We already did.
Yep.
Ian, jeez. Any complaints or issues with the system, challenger or coin holder will be reviewed by a quorum of one OG and one noob. Normally, that would be myself and Joe Petrowski as the OG and the noob. If one of us is involved, then it'll move on to the next in line, which in the OGs, it would be Joey. Noobs, I don't know. Dan, I guess. I don't know who the next noob is. They can figure that out. I don't really care. Yeah. That's a loser's figure it out.
Too much rules.
Yeah, exactly. The coin holder is required to have his coin with him at the challenge, or a three-stroke penalty will be applied. Ooh, keeping the coin, keeping the coin after having lost will result in shaming and bullying from the other medios until the coin is transferred to the rightful owner. That makes sense. Handicaps are.
What happens if somebody loses the coin?
Don't do that.
Don't. You have to replace it. So just leave it in your golf bag, guys. It's not that hard. Handicaps are based on MGA handicaps. Stroke play with penalty strokes is the default format. New rule just happened about 5 minutes before we started this podcast. Alternate formats for the challenge match are acceptable as long as the challenge match is not during an official MGA event. Challenger and challengee must agree to the format. Holder of the coin will have final decision on format. Any issues can be brought forth to the tribunal. So a lot of different words, tribunal, quorum, whatever you want to call it.
No, I was going to say, who's the tribunal? We got the quorum. Who's in that?
I say we make sure in the rules, if that comes up again, we use a different group. Must ask the posse. We must ask
the court, or I don't know.
All right. So we got, we do have a challenge from Joe coming up at the next, or is this the second annual? The ugly sweater, the other ugly Christmas sweater, whatever tournament hosted by
Boxing Day ugly sweater tournament.
Boxing Day ugly sweater tournament. I can talk. Joe is challenging Joey, and we're at the Jake, right?
We're at the Jake, one of the most luxurious courses. I mean, it's like we talked about Stream Song so lovingly, and yet. We still got the Jake coming up. So really just checking those boxes.
And so that's going to be a different format as well. I think I have it here somewhere.
So you guys are playing alternate format, and that's where that came from, right? In the rules.
Yeah, because it's overall it's going to be a match play. So we to play within the ugly sweater, Joe and I were like, well, are we okay to play a match play so it fits within the format of the ugly sweater?
Yeah, nice.
16.
How many, we got done. Five more.
We got five more. It'll be quick.
Shit, there's still more rules. I thought that was it.
16.
That's why I went into the fucking ugly Christmas sweater tournament.
No, I kind of enjoyed it because I was going to see how Ian was going to turn us back in, and I kind of really enjoyed that watching that happen.
That curve is I was looking for the ugly Christmas sweater rules from Dan. Jesus.
Yeah, I was like, Millar, easy. Okay, 16. If the challenge match ends in a tie, after penalty strokes are applied, the holder of the coin wins.
That is the you got to beat the man to be the man rule.
Correct.
Yeah, I like that.
Shaming and bullying is encouraged if the holder of the coin of mediocrity fails to make a reasonable attempt to complete the challenge match.
Good rule.
Number 18, rules are subject to change at the chapter leader's discretion. Very important rule.
I think rule 18 is Ian's personal favorite rule.
It is. It just keeps getting bumped up more important every day.
Yeah.
19, if a challenger is not able to compete in the challenge match within a reasonable amount of time, he is expected to withdraw his challenge. And the 7 days and all that whole deal, seven matches in 1 year, all that will take effect. So only challenge if you mean on playing the match. A challenger can withdraw a challenge at any point. A withdrawal will act as a loss. He will have to wait seven challenges 1 year before he can challenge again. And that's the last rule.
That's it. Now I'm done.
Now you can talk about your ugly sweater tournament that I will not be playing.
You make too many fucking rules.
I have to.
Keep these fucking medias in check.
Yeah.
All right. So, yeah, fuck, whatever. I'm not the champion, the flag holder for the fucking ugly sweater Christmas tournament, whatever. That's Dan's baby. So, ugly sweater, it's match play. You're on Team Joe or Team Joe. Is that how it's going to go? And then
I guess so. Even the flags look the same. I'm assuming that's why he picked the Norwegian flag instead of the Sweden flag for my Team Joe.
I just don't think he knows any better.
Oh, shit.
So do you know, what's the format of this tournament? I'm not playing it, so I'm not worried about it, and I'm not organizing it, which makes me super happy.
Yeah, I mean, I've been paying attention, but it sounds like it's match play on each nine, but then also getting closest to pin and long drive will also be worth points, just like the match is worth points. That's how I understand it, which, you know what? Hey, also I'm going to say to Dan P, you made it more complicated. I wish you luck. I wish you luck, man.
Just don't do it, man.
Also, you guys bringing in non-members is potentially dangerous.
Don't be talking to me like that. I'm not doing that shit.
Here's the thing that's killing me. Now people texting me like I'm the coordinator because he asked me to put it on Facebook, which I'm okay with. And then I was like, hey, talk to Dan P. And then it's like right after that, he's like, oh, don't have him talk to me. I'm not on Facebook. And I'm like, what? I got shit going on, man. I mean, you know, so, if you reach out to me on Facebook and the few you have, you will realize very quickly, I would just say, hey, talk to Dan. So if you're listening to this, talk to Dan. Don't talk to me. I was trying to help him out, but apparently he is no longer a resident of Facebook.
He's on winter break. He's got time.
Yeah, he could scroll through that news feed some more.
But yeah, apparently we are going to have at least one.
Hey, Joe, put it on Facebook. Tell him it's all you.
Put his phone number on Facebook. Fine.
That's what I should do. Hey, here's Dan's number. Just call him.
Yeah,
but call apparently him. We are going to have one new person. So I guess this is their official nine-hole douchebag tournament just to see because it's not an official tournament. So
yeah, right.
We're about to find out pretty quick.
Yeah. Anyway, Godspeed to that.
Speaking of Facebook, there was something that I think we all saw. The
yeah, I think before
I don't know how we want to dip our toe into this.
I want to start it like this because I've thought about this.
Good. I'm glad you have because.
Excuse me. Is this a new Savory Index?
No, this isn't the Savory Index. I think I want to roast Klein first, and then we can get to the Savory Scale of our Facebook, because both of these next two things came from Facebook comments, which is interesting. But I guess what I wanted to say here to kick this off is, like, I think Chris Klein is a decent human being and very good natured, but he had probably the worst take I've ever heard from a single person ever that doesn't involve, like, harming another person. And I think we need to roast him for that. So we'll start it with, I think he's a good, kind person. But when it comes to this take that I'm going to let you guys start with, it's fucking terrible. Millar, you want it? Because it's potentially the worst take I've ever heard.
So do you want me to, I guess, explain what the take was here?
Yeah, I mean, because I know what the short version is, but it really was, and if you remember what the post that he was replying to is in context, that would be great too.
So a post was on Facebook of fly from Orlando to Hawaii nonstop. Okay, that's great. You know,
yeah, however, totally. Hey, that sounds like a great idea. I would love to go to Hawaii.
Yeah, from Orlando nonstop, yeah. Right?
Perfect.
The take from our boy was that he would rather pay extra for layovers.
Yeah, so he wants to pay more money to take longer to get there with an extra just fucking pit hole of time just sitting in the fucking airport. Is that his take? Joe,
you get to visit multiple cities like El Paso.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm fine.
Yeah, I really, guys, you guys don't get it. I want to go to Hawaii, but I also want to hit up the Shake Shack in Dallas, and there's only one way to do it.
And I want to do it twice because, you know, we're going to be there for 8 hours. Why not lunch and dinner?
You know, my favorite thing about this whole thing is that we didn't bring it up. We waited until this podcast to bring it up.
That's
my favorite thing.
I mean, genuinely, Chris, good on you for everything, for a lot of things, but no, you're wrong here. It's rare. Like, I think everyone's entitled to their opinion most of the time. He's just fucking wrong on this particular instance.
Oh, boy.
Oh, you can make those, you know, those city stops and say, hey, yeah, I've been here. Put the pin on the wall.
Yeah, it wasn't part of it. He was like 6 hours straight on a plane. No thanks. Or I was like, what? Like,
ATL.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. No, I need that 4.5 hours in Atlanta so I can check out all the sky clubs. I got to check out every single one.
Every concourse.
And the thing is, it's not like you're spending less time in an airplane.
Yes. Yeah,
like you're spending more time, like at least a few more hours in an airplane and then a few more hours walking around an airport. So just fucking take the hours in the airplane and walk away, guy.
Yeah, especially if you take the KG route where you just decide to go to JFK for no fucking reason because you have to connect. I mean, you're adding 3 or 4 hours of time.
That's different. No, KG was doing a tour of all of the Delta skyboxes, whatever the fuck they call them. Yeah.
But to his point, he had to have a connection, and there was no way to get around a connection, so he's connecting somewhere. But
right.
Well, I mean, guys, playing devil's advocate here, I've thought about this for weeks now. I can't come up with the devil's advocate of why a connection is good. There's nothing. Nothing.
Stretch your legs for a couple hours. I don't know. That's it. That's all I had.
Yeah. Once you fly one time to Asia, my cat seriously just opened the fucking door.
Is the cat coming in? You're like, no, I like connections too. I go out, I kill a few birds, then I like to do a connection.
Jesus, a big ass cat.
That cat would kill me.
Oh, so this cat the other day just jumped down from my deck into the bottom area with a bird in its mouth, with one of those robins in its mouth. I was like, oh, that's not cool. Yeah.
Bring it home for you.
Well, he wanted to. She wanted to. And I was like, no, you're not coming in with that. And then she left angry. So she didn't speak to me for a day.
What those bitches do when you turn them away from your door.
Yeah, they don't like it.
Get out of here.
Hey.
Well, I guess from one Facebook take into another, this was...
Say hi.
Hey.
Hey, Helen.
What's up, Helen?
Hey, you can't hear them, but they're saying hi. Go, get out of here.
Well, I think that was...
Interruption.
It yeah. wasn't... I think, no, there wasn't the first time a child has been on the podcast, because there was a time Malara's kids tried to take his wallet and stuff. Which, that was...
Get your damn hands off my wallet.
Shit.
Children.
Oh, man. All right. From one bad take to another. Fucking dude on Facebook. Or no, what was it? Article.
We're getting
Facebook.
A Culver's.
Yeah, we're getting a Culver's.
First of all, great news, everybody. We're getting a Culver's. If you haven't been to the Midwest or haven't had a Culver's, as fast food goes, I'm not saying it's the best, but it is upper echelon fast
yep.
food.
Yeah, yep. Yeah. It's the best.
Agreed.
So yeah, we're getting to Culver's. Sick. So guy on Facebook, and this happens every fucking time. I forget what the quote was. Oh, great. Another overpriced chain in Tallahassee.
Yeah, no, it was, oh, great. Just what Tallahassee needs. Another burger place. You're like,
another burger place.
You know what it is? It's our first fucking Culver's. but
fucking get off.
Well, I just don't get the point of taking, like, if that's your take, that's totally fine. Like, if you're like, I don't like fast food, that doesn't change my life at all. And if when that happens, because there's a lot of news article that doesn't change my life at all and I don't care about, you know what I do? I fucking move on. I don't say, oh, great, another vaccine article. Oh, great, another update on COVID. You just fucking move on.
Oh, great, another rule for the coin of mediocrity.
And then someone replied to him, basically called him on it. He goes with, oh, I don't even live there anymore. Then why the fuck are you even commenting? What are we? So Philip with one L, go fuck yourself. It's all I'm getting at. Just spend your time better. Make a New Year's resolution. Say, hey, sometimes when I'm feeling like a fucking idiot, I'm going to move on with my life and spend some time doing anything else.
And then today, yesterday, I saw another post, another, you know, people post the same article 8 times on Facebook in these groups. And another guy posted, oh, great, another expensive burger place. Are you kidding me? Christ. Drink.
It's just so easy to just like, okay. Like, again, I don't think his take is terrible. Just fucking move on.
No, it's a terrible take.
Yeah, I personally agree with that, but I can at least understand. With Klein's, I couldn't understand in any universe where that's a good idea. This take, I can be like, oh, I'm vegan. Culver's, I don't give a shit. Like, at least I can understand. I disagree, but I understand.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. I'm out. Yeah. For that, for those reasons,
for
I'm
those
out.
Reasons, I'm out. Shit. Fuck. Anything else we will talk about? What else we got going on?
Well, are you guys drinking? No, you're not drinking, are you?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, vino. What do you drink? Good job, Joey. Look
at
you.
Yeah, it's a little, it's Shan, when we were in Orlando, Shan got, it's like 19 crimes, but it's Snoop wine. It's got Snoop Ooh. On the, Snoop. On
oh,
the
I drink. Saw that today. Yeah, I saw that Snoop wine. I've spent some time at ABC over the last few days.
Looking at the Snoop wine.
I did see the Snoop wine. I thought about it. How was it?
It's good.
Can we get a review?
I've only really kind of had my first glass, so I can't give a full review. And actually, in fact, I learned on this Orlando trip, Millar, much more a wine connoisseur than I knew you were a little bit of a wine connoisseur, but you kind of do the whole thing. And you're like, no, guys, this red oak 1987 is a good one. So
we got to go there. Yeah. Shit, I think I was thrown into that role for going to Napa for a few years. You got to look at the level. You got to look at the butter level. Yeah. Come on, man.
The legs.
Yeah.
So yeah, if you're out to dinner, if you're out to dinner with Millar, just let him pick the wine, because I like I said, the ones you picked were good.
Yeah.
And the tabs.
I was impressed.
Yeah. But he'll tell you he's gonna buy that, guys. Dog, I got this.
No dog.
No. Can't reach it, dog. It's too far.
It's way over there.
we did have a credit card roulette for the first night, which unfortunately lost. But hey, if anyone ever wants to play credit card roulette, I'm in. I'll pay when it happens, but I'm in. I it just adds a little more spice at the end of the night.
Yeah,
you guys should have been on that big boy night.
Oh, the SDK night.
Yeah.
That one was big enough. You would have felt a little bit bad for the guy who loses. Like the one where I lost, I was like,
What was it? Like 700 something?
Yeah, it was the one you don't want to lose. So.
Yeah. It's where the variance flips on you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Shit. So wait, so this whole trip, so we're talking about your stream song trip. It was four OGs, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Went down for the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yep.
And where'd you guys play?
We did Lake Buena Vista on, what was that, Friday?
Friday, yeah. Piggy and I got up that morning from Cali and dropped our stuff at the hotel and then right to Lake
Buena Vista. Wait, you played Friday?
Yep.
Were you already down there, Millar?
Yeah, I was down in Sarasota, and so I just drove up on Friday morning and met him at the hotel. And
Keith flew in.
He flew on to
Orlando. Through JFK, mind you.
Through JFK.
Got to go through JFK.
That's the JFK trip, that's right. So how was the Lake Buena Vista? How did that round go?
I'll let Mark go first because I have my takes on Buena Vista.
Well, as far as the scores go, it was wasn't that the opposite day? It was me and and Pig riding, and I was on fire on the front, couldn't miss. Shot a 40, and then went to shit on the back. It was like a 54 or something like that. So, Piggy, he couldn't make a damn shot on the front. I think went 53. Motherfucker turns it on, goes 39 on the back. It's pretty damn sick to watch. But yeah, it was a tale of two halves for
when he gets hot, it's impressive.
That iron starts making that little bit different, that Piggy sound that none of us can do. Like it just you're like, wait a minute, it's my irons never sound like that no matter what.
He dips his chin under his back It's just crazy. It's like that guy's filthy.
Yeah. So yeah, that was a fun day. The drinks were flowing too. And
overall,
what was her name?
Destiny.
Yeah, it wasn't Destiny, but the car girl was fun. Like she played along with us being an asshole.
Yeah, yeah. She got to watch one of the four of us actually make it somewhat decent on number 16.
And then for
water.
For those of you currently on the TLH MGA Coin of Mediocrity challenge thread, for those of you who aren't on you can get on there, but you'll see a picture of me doing sunset heart hands because we had to wait 20 minutes on hole 10, and this guy and his girlfriend they spent 20 to 25 minutes just doing Instagram shots.
Was smoking too.
And he was out kicking his coverage, so he was happy to take every picture.
Yes. Do anything she wanted. Holy shit, I forgot about that.
So that's why you guys took that. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so that's where it came from because it was a long time. But if you ever get a chance to play Lake Buena Vista, it's a nice course. It's especially cool like when the boats are running because it kind of feels like you're golfing, but it has a little bit of that Disney magic feel. So it's a fun course.
Yeah.
What's your ranking on Disney courses? I haven't played any of them.
I'm sure people could argue Palma and Magnolia are a better course, but I like Lake Buena Vista better than those, just because it's a lot more fun. The other two, if it isn't going, you can get into trouble. It can become a grind, and that's not what I'm looking for when I'm playing Disney. So, Millar, have you played them all, or is this LBV your only one?
I haven't played Palm. I played Magnolia, I'd go Buena Vista way over Magnolia. Yeah. So I don't know what Palm is, so check that out.
Palm and Magnolia are kind of the same, but
all right. So next stream song trip, we're gonna go Palm and stream song Red.
Oh, you're gonna go Red, not the blue, huh?
Yeah, I want to do Red.
No, all just right. Do Red in the morning, blue in the afternoon.
Oh shit,
that's a good idea.
That's aggressive.
They're right next to each other. It's fine.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Shit, what do we have with Kino, our boy? Was that like a 5 hour round?
It was about five. It was, I mean, it wasn't slow, but we weren't lightning.
Yeah.
And you guys didn't walk it.
No. There was a couple people who much preferred riding.
Nah, losers. You should walk it. I'm turned. I used to be against walking until I started walking, and now I love it. I love walking.
Fuck that shit.
I like it. The initial coin challenge was a walking round for those.
The walking event.
For when there's TLH MGA trivia down the road, just remember that first coin challenge, Walker.
It was old school.
You should make up a rule for that. So if, I don't know, one walks and one doesn't shit, I don't know, whatever.
No, Omalar. Not a thing.
Fucker.
I think Dan P should take this moment where Eno's like, I could make this more complicated, but I'm not going to. Dan, that's what we're recommending for the ugly sweater. It's like, you could make it more complicated or you could not do that.
You could add a point for missed putts or you could just accept the final score.
Yeah, I hope Dan's listened to the end. We're giving him some good pointers here.
But you know what? If he can pull it off.
Two trees in one shot.
Automatic win.
He'd win.
Shit, yeah, he would. Oh, fuck.
Anything else for the good of the cause, gentlemen?
No, man. That's.
Are we excited about the NBA coming back? Because I know I am.
I actually kind of am because I want to dip into daily fantasy NBA. But I guess, should we take this, Millar? Do you want us to take this NBA daily fantasy call offline? Should we take it elsewhere?
No, online. Stay online, please.
Stay online.
I'm not doing the NBA, like our fantasy basketball league this year, just because who knows what this season is going to be like. And I am, that's probably the, okay, I'm being modest. I'm trying to be modest, but that's probably the best thing I'm at. Like I'm very good at fantasy basketball. I don't know why.
Congrats. Yeah. Congrats, bro.
Yeah. No, nobody wants to play it, but I'm amazing at it. And it's something innate in me that I wish was, you know, something more useful, but no, it's fantasy basketball.
Yes. In all its glory.
Yeah. Yeah. So I win a lot, but nobody wants to play. So.
No, like I said, when we run it back, I'll be ready.
I know. I know you are. You freak.
Yeah, it's just like, wait, is there gambling? Then yes. You're like, shouldn't you ask some questions? No, for the most part, unless it's fucking liar's poker with a cheating motherfucker playing, just making up rules as you go, Joe P. Your friend cheated me out of a dollar, and I don't care about the money, Joe. It's the principle, okay? Oh.
That night, I'm not going to forget that night for a while.
That's like the things like when I'm 60 years old and I'm still on Joe Petrowski. I'm like, you remember your buddy fucking Corey back in 2018? You remember that fucking guy?
Is it Corey? Is that his name?
I believe so.
Yeah, somebody, Dan confirmed it.
I don't know. I know the story of the dollar.
It's an after
it's when we went second shit show.
Yeah, second shit show, yeah, when we traveled there. Down, yeah, there. You're drinking all day and then you're going out, and then this was like the second or third bar after going out again. And he's like, let's play liar's poker. And you're like, yeah, fine. But like as we were playing, he do shit like, oh shit, I forgot to tell you about this rule I didn't tell you about. If you got four eights in a row, you win them all. And then there's like a little pause. He goes, oh shit, man, nip slip, four eights. And you're like, what the, are you? And then, and that is where KG says it's the steamiest I've ever been. Because I'm just like, it's a fucking dollar, man. Here, have my dollar. We're done. We're done playing.
It was great. And the thing is, we were all just dead tired. I mean, nobody wanted to be out. We were just like, fuck it. We're already out. We may as well keep this going as long as we can because this is our last night here. And we really shouldn't have. We should have just gone back to the hotel.
Shut it down.
Yeah, we should have shut it down. But instead, we played liar's poker with a cheater.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Oh, fuck.
Joe P's friend.
Apparently not his friend anymore. And that's unrelated, but I'm saying it's from that night. I'm
saying it could be related.
It should be
related.
Yeah. Good job, Joe P.
Yeah, well done. Shit.
Hey, we haven't trashed the noobs today. That's good.
Hey, well, yeah. Look at us. Maybe we're growing. Is it? Are we in the Christmas holiday spirit? What's going on there? Or Millar, our numbers say you lost a step. Normally, you've ripped on Joe P like four or five times by now.
Well, I feel like I'm in a different state this time, and he's not telling me to get to the point as much. So I'm hopeful. One can hope.
Whatever you did worked.
Yeah, not shortly after the last pod, but the last time I golfed with Joe P is the first time he played Seminole, and Joe P playing Seminole Legacy was the first time I saw that man be human. He shot a 99 that day.
He did.
That's amazing. That's low.
That was the the home of the 60-yard drives and the snake in the woods.
Yeah, well, that did get him. He saw a snake in the woods on the fourth hole. He was kind of shook after that.
Yeah,
so that 99, it was like he just got snaked, man. You know how that goes.
Fourth hole, anyway. Yeah, I actually did just play Seminole with Van Pelt about a week ago, and I did not see a snake in the woods, but I still did not play well. So,
you gotta find that game, man.
It's gone. I'm saving it till the next Bastards.
Oh shit!
Trying to peek.
Luckily, I'm peeking right now when these things are worth fucking nothing. It's great.
Hey, get your coin, baby.
Yeah. Please, everyone. If I win this one, please someone challenge me soon before my swing disappears, because it's gonna happen. I just don't know when.
Yeah,
it's coming.
What else we got?
Fellas, that's it. We got a football game coming up for those of you who love the Chargers and the Raiders. Still in the fantasy playoffs, I think we all have a representative in. Everyone's got a fantasy team.
Oh, I got all kinds of representatives. You don't worry.
Shit, you don't even know, dog.
Hey, but Laura, we got our own team, right?
Yeah, man. We're I think we're looking good for this week.
Well, I hope Keenan Allen's playing today, because it's already too late to bench him. He's active. We're good.
Oh shit! I guess I better look.
For those who are at home, they are both actually checking their fantasy lineups right now. Keenan Allen, just so you know, he will play, but he is on a snap count apparently. Austin Eckler is a full go, and Mike Williams also apparently on a snap count, but he both will play. So if you have Herbert, keep him on in there.
Was this your recap to Cameron?
No, I had to. My recap with Cameron is tomorrow, which I got to start looking at here in a minute, because I had today was no good.
Did not work.
But that was the last thing I saw on the television before coming back here to record the pod. It was someone reporting, kind of doing that voice, like, "Yeah, so start your players; they're all playing." You're like, "Thanks, pal."
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, Joe. Appreciate Joe. And I are the 1 and 2 seeds in my fantasy league. That's exciting.
Oh shit, Bob's already up 2/10 of a point.
It's over.
I'm dead.
Does that mean we're Bob, both going to lose? Does that mean we're going to lose this weekend? So we're 1 and 2 seeds, and now I'm going to beat by your cousin, the 6 seed, who's just going to whoop my ass?
Basically, the Packers are going to get shut out this week, and that means I'll lose.
Oh, that's right. You have the whole catalog, don't you?
Devontae, Aaron, and Aaron.
Jeez.
Oh, Jesus.
He's pretty sick.
Yeah, I mean, it's working.
So far, so good.
Shit, I'm against OG Bob in one of the. Oh, he's up to 8/10. It's over.
Oh, shit. Well, yeah. Sorry, Millar. Good year.
All right. Yeah, let's wrap it up.
All right. You good with me bringing it
home? Yeah, I was going to say, let's bring it home. What is what's going to be coming up here maybe on the next happy hour, or maybe even sooner?
You know where this is going. Coming up on the next mediocre happy hour, I'm going to tell you why I made my direct flight a connection so I could stop at the Culver's in Austin, Texas. Ba, 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 ba!
Hey there, Big Voice Guy here again, wrapping things up. Check back next time for another rousing edition of the Mediocre Happy Hour. Any rebroadcast, retransmission, or account of this podcast without the express written consent of the Tallahassee MGA is prohibited. Son of a bitch, you guys take this thing seriously around here, huh? Well, I'm gone.